Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Business bounce back.
Just because we're open doesn't mean that customers are going to rush in the door.
Presidential prediction.
We think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of this year.
50 years after Kent State.
67 shots, 13 seconds.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. More and more business owners are opening their doors in states across the country. Nice weekend weather brought out crowds of people in many places, some ignoring the call for masks and social distancing. There were more than 54,000 new coronavirus cases in the U.S. over the weekend and nearly 3,000 additional deaths. Our coverage begins in New York City with CBS's David Begno.
The weather was really nice, and so people went to Central Park. There were a lot of people without masks. Crowds also gathered on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. to watch the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds soar overhead. And on the beaches in Florida and Texas. Hundreds of people attended large parties in Chicago over the weekend in direct defiance of Mayor Lori Lightfoot's threats to stay at home or risk being arrested.
We're not playing games. We mean business, and we are going to shut this down one way or the other.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Florida is among several states starting to reopen this morning, but it's a very slow and cautious reopening. Some businesses and restaurants can't open up with reduced capacity. Governor Ron DeSantis says it'll be a deliberate process.
We are continuing to stress the need for testing and building a really strong infrastructure.
South Florida counties remain shut down. Most of the state's coronavirus cases are in those three counties.
President Trump used the Lincoln Memorial as a backdrop last night to say the country has to reopen safely, but as quickly as possible.
Even as he predicts deaths from coronavirus will go up rapidly.
I used to say 65,000, and now I'm saying 80 or 90.
The president continues advocating for the country to be swiftly reopened. He says he wants to see schools back in session by September. He told Fox News he believes a vaccine will be ready by the end of this year. And he offered this vision of the future for the millions still waiting for unemployment checks.
You get a job where you make more money, frankly. And I think that's going to happen. I think we're going to have an incredible following year.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told ABC's This Week that China has to be held accountable for the coronavirus outbreak.
The Chinese Communist Party did all that it could to make sure that the world didn't learn in a timely fashion about what was taking place. There's lots of evidence of that. Some of it you can see in public, right? Those who were trying to report on this, medical professionals inside of China, were silenced.
Pompeo insisted there's enormous evidence that the virus originated in a Wuhan laboratory. The FDA has given emergency approval to a COVID-19 antibody test that is said to offer near-perfect accuracy. The Swiss company that makes it says it does require IV blood draws, not simple finger pricks. At the foreign desk, CBS's Vicky Barker has the latest on the coronavirus battle in Europe.
Italy was the first country in the world to order a nationwide lockdown. Now, parks there are reopening, restaurants can serve takeout, and people can visit relatives for the first time in 8 weeks. In Spain, liberty, this cyclist shouts, allowed outside again. Spanish hairdressers back in business. And in Germany, which has also allowed some of its youngest children to return to school. Slowly, European life is returning, not to normal, but to a new normal. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
On 60 Minutes last night, correspondent Leslie Stahl revealed she has recovered from a rough COVID-19 battle.
After 2 weeks at home in bed, weak, fighting pneumonia, and really scared, I went to the hospital. I found an overworked, nearly overwhelmed staff. Every one of them was kind and sympathetic.
Stahl says she and other patients owe their gratitude and admiration to medical workers who have saved lives. History will be made today at the U.S. Supreme Court, as we hear from CBS's Steve Dorsey.
This will be the first time audio of the oral arguments will be heard outside the courtroom in real time. The first case will focus on whether the online hotel reservation service, Booking.com, can be trademarked. Arguments will focus on whether so-called top-level domains like .com can make generic words like booking unique enough for a trademark.
A half century ago, this country was divided by the war in Vietnam. And as CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, on this day in 1970, an anti-war protest on a college campus turned deadly.
50 years later, there are many reminders on the Kent State campus.
It's here where the guard fired.
Where we're standing right now.
Right where we're standing.
Alan Canfora was a Kent State student in 1970. He was one of those wounded. A shot went through his wrist.
I was going to walk up to the campus to attend the rally at noon. I thought we'd have a brief rally. It'd be peaceful.
It was anything but peaceful. There was another confrontation. There were chants. Fire! 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 There was rock throwing. The National Guard fired tear gas. Students were ordered to disperse.
Leave this area immediately.
Then it happened.
About a dozen all together stopped, they all turned, they all raised their weapons, and they all began to shoot.
They have been shot. They are dead.
Dean Kaler was also hit by a bullet. It injured his spine. He has been paralyzed for a half century.
I could hear bullets hitting the ground around me, and next thing I know, I got hit.
That's where Jeffrey Miller fell.
Jeffrey Miller was 20 years old, and the picture of his body lying on the ground next to a young woman kneeling and screaming in anguish became the iconic image of the Kent State shootings. It was taken by John Philo, who is now a photographer for CBS.
She's staring at this gore. As I'm moving closer and I'm focusing, and then she lets out with a scream.
It is considered one of the top pictures of the 20th century.
You know, I still dream that I'm walking around.
Dean Kaler says it's hard to believe it's been 50 years.
I don't dream I'm in a wheelchair. I still dream I'm a tall, red-headed guy. Walking around this earth.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Kent, Ohio.
The first Monday night in May normally brings the glitzy Met Gala in New York City, but this year will be different.
Bless your lips.
Every year, photographers clamor to get the best shots of stars like Rihanna, Lady Gaga, and Jennifer Lopez, dripping in diamonds, sequins, and whatever a particular year's theme calls for. Tonight,
keep me up at night.
Vogue editor Anna Winter says she hopes to bring a bit of joy on her moment with the Met live stream on YouTube with a performance by Florence and the Machine, a DJ set by designer Virgil Abloh, and new videos from Cardi B and Stella McCartney. It'll benefit the museum's Costume Institute. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
The clothing retailer J. Crew is filing for bankruptcy protection, citing debt and slumping sales during the pandemic. Some of the chain's stores will close for good, but it's not known how many. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.